Professor Wendy Doniger's 2009 book, an 800-page book on Hinduism, was intended to be unorthodox. The full title is The Hindus, An Alternative History. The University of Chicago scholar is familiar with angry reactions to her work. A few years ago, during a lecture in London, an audience member who differed with what he called the sexual thrust of her interpretation of a sacred text threw an egg at her. He threw eggs at other scholars as well. This time, it's not an egg, but the withdrawal of her book from India, where the head of a Hindu educational organization brought a court challenge against the publisher. The lawsuit claims that the book has hurt the religious feelings of millions of Hindus and therefore violates Indian law. Penguin Books India has settled that lawsuit and agreed to withdraw copies of the book from the country. Wendy Doniger joins us from Chicago to talk about this. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
And I confess that I've only been trying to read bits of the book online today, but your nemesis here, a man named Dinanath Batra, raises the charge that your work is preoccupied with sexuality, riddled with heresies and inaccuracies. What button did you press in this book? And it's a big book. How many buttons did you press to arouse such anger?
It wasn't inaccuracies. All books have some, and this doesn't have any more than the others. The parts of the book that he and his cronies singled out were things that are, as the other part of the lawsuit says, that offended the feelings of Hindus. So one passage, for instance, in the lawsuit says that millions of Hindus were offended when they read, and he quoted, "The Ramayana is a work of fiction." So there's nothing very sexy about that, nor is it inaccurate. We scholars believe that the Ramayana was composed in about the 2nd century BCE, et cetera, et cetera. But it offended him to say so, and therefore I broke a law by saying something that offended a Hindu. That's the problem. Yep. It's a crazy law.
He told Time magazine, is insulting our gods and goddesses and religious leaders and texts and even our freedom fighters. I don't have any objection to sex, and neither does our religion, as long as it's within the parameters of religion. How much is this about sexuality, by the way?
There are very few passages in the book. Remember, teenagers, you'd find the one dirty passage in a whole big, long book by John O'Hara. There's nothing about sex, really, in the whole book. There are references to women, and one of the agendas of the book in its defense of Hinduism is that although the texts, the Sanskrit texts, are all written by upper caste men, I argued that the voices of women and the lower castes are really there in the texts if you look for them. And so I look for passages where you can see positive attitudes toward women and positive attitudes toward lower castes and sometimes the voices of women. So I would say there is some gender in the book, but sex in the sense of exciting interactions between human beings, no.
Your publisher, Penguin Books India, issued a statement saying that it fought for the book for 4 years, but ultimately it has to obey the law of the land where it publishes. And in this case, there's a section of the Indian Penal Code that it's in violation of. Can you accept that position?
I think one has to. What should happen is that the law should be changed. What I tried to say in my own statement was that it was not the fault of Penguin, that Penguin did more than any other publisher in India has done for any author, 4 years to fight a lawsuit.
So you don't feel let down or sold out at all by the publisher here?
I absolutely do not. I'm sorry this has happened, but I've expected it to happen for a while. It was quite clear that this lawsuit was going on and on, and that it had become a criminal case. What I'm delighted at is that the book is sold like hotcakes everywhere in the world, that Penguin New York is considering sending several thousand copies to India because there's no law against Penguin USA selling the book, just Penguin India selling the book. Copies are circulating in India, and Kindle is available in India. If the purpose of these gentlemen was to keep people from buying my book and reading it, it has backfired quite wonderfully.
Well, Wendy Doniger, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for asking me good questions. Bye-bye.
Wendy Doniger, professor at the University of Chicago Divinity School and author of the book, The Hindus, An Alternative History.